Здравствуйте, дорогие. Я приветствую всех наших товарищей. По согласованию с вами.
Together with you, we are going either entirely through the entire article of Peace in the World. So if you have any questions, then I will try to answer them. The article using individuality as part of a basis of society. We're going to try to figure out what the role of a person is in peace becoming part in the world.
So what is the role of man in fixing correct indies? First of all,
we are created as egoists. And we only think about ourselves. And we only think about the people that are close to us.
Test.
And that's the same thing as thinking about ourselves. Because we connect things that... We connect people that are around us, and we feel them as ourselves.
It's all embedded in us. We can't do anything with it on our own. No matter what humanity tries in clarifying any relationships and to improve them, to create something, some kind of better conditions for society, we see that the opposite happens. We're always falling, and we're only corrupting our relationships further. The world is becoming more rigid, and everything that humanity reveals, it only furthers our egoistic interests. And we see that nature and everything that happens to us, it pushes us to the necessity of uniting together. And we see here that humanity is finds itself between two forces. One force is constantly pushing us to think about ourselves, about our society, about everything that is good for us. It's individualistic, personal direction, personal gain. On the other hand, everything that happens in the world, all of our development, it is aimed at the opposite. That we need to think collectively, to at the very least feel like a united country, nation. But even more in our time, even more so as a united humanity, as a global world. And this is a problem. We always get mixed up. We think that when we think in the context of only ourselves or our nation, that it would be an altruistic action, but that's incorrect, because by thinking about the interests of a nation, we already put in opposition to the entire world. So the intention here is still egoistic. And here we're coming to the necessity of thinking about all humanity as one spiritual body. And we are unable to do this. That is why we are currently experiencing a crisis, which we will somehow need to overcome. That is why Baal Salam writes, "Let us come back to the quality of unity in the heart of every person, which consumes everyone for their." And the root comes from this singularity of the Creator. It is connected to the people, which are the branches. So because the Creator is one, in us, this quality of singularity is also revealed, manifested. And that's why it separates us. It pushes us away from one another. And что становится основой of singularity so strongly and that of disunity bestow love. He gives, he bestows. He suddenly becomes the source of destruction. And but what he does to when he bestows in us, it perverts, it inverts into the opposite force, the egoistic force. The thing is that the force of bestowal has two sides. If we look at it from the standpoint of becoming one with the Creator, similar to the Creator, then it fosters bestowal to others. But the Creator doesn't want to receive anything. He doesn't have a deficiency in any way. That's why the quality of singularity in a person, which is a continuation of the Creator singularity, must be actualized in bestowal altruistically and not egoistically to receive for his own sake. In other words, I need to be singular, not in that I want to bend the entire world to my will, everything that I see around me, everything good that I could possibly get, and see my singularity in this. I need to see my singularity in that I am singular, one of a kind, in that I need to care for others. This is how the singularity must be revealed. But because this quality comes into our ego, it works the opposite direction. That's why Baal Salam writes further. On the other hand, we see that from the standpoint of a practical implementation of this action, it works in the opposite direction, egoistically, with the intention to receive from oneself. It manifests in the desire to be the wealthiest, richest, most powerful, most knowing. And this is true in the entire world, and this only brings people further away from each other. This is what he writes to us. What else can we add? It is a quality, this quality of singularity turns us into sources of destruction and not a source of life as with the Creator. How can we change this quality of singularity in us so that it would work in the same way that it works in the Creator? What should I do? Should I ask questions now or read the article and just explain it? We don't have any questions yet. They're gonna ask questions on the internet? Okay. It's incorrect to assume that our quality of singularity will never be manifested with the other, because we see that there are people who can give their property for the benefit of society, but these are two sides of the same coin. They're speaking only about the development towards that one perfect state. The order of development of these two points, egoistic and altruistic, is as follows. The first, egoistic, is it corresponds to the second side. I don't know, are we really supposed to be going through this right now? Is this relevant? Is this interesting to us right now? Let's start answering questions, because I don't know. There's another thing here, the condition of life in the last generation. Okay, let's go to questions first.
Question from Riga. On one hand, nature isn't letting us breathe. There's a crisis everywhere. We can't even breathe. And on the other hand, we're talking about dissemination, and more friends aren't coming to the group. So what can we do?
First of all, our power is not in quantity, but in quality. The fact that we are few is irrelevant. The fact that we cannot come to an agreement, that is the problem. That is precisely the problem. We don't need to worry about quantity of people. You see how I relate to quantity. How many people come, how many people leave, that doesn't really matter. It does matter, but not tremendously, not that much. We don't need to put this as a goal before us, that this year we need to come to a state when we will gather a million people around us. That is not our goal. The goal is to be a small group, but connected to the Creator on one hand, and connected to the society, the world on the other hand, qualitatively, in the correct manner. That is the most important thing. That's point one. Point two, the fact that we cannot attract people doesn't mean that they don't exist in the world, that they're not there. As we usually say, nobody wants to study, nobody wants to advance, spiritually people come and go. We need to see ourselves. We need to be honest that we might not be speaking to the people the right way, to tell them the way that's interesting for them. People may not feel that they need to... We don't show to them where they can profit here, where they can advance here. We don't explain to them the quality of bestowal is the most profitable, the most beneficial in a personal front and social as well. We don't pay attention to in the work with every friend that comes to us and helping him to realize that there is no other path, neither for him nor for humanity. If we speak about this, we perhaps only speak about it maybe formally. We don't take care that this notion enters these new friends and become really their new world. This is a problem in the group and not in the friend that comes and goes. It's the group that tells us that a group that says that a lot of people come and go, that's a testament to them not yet being successful in finding the way to work together. Yes, St. Petersburg, Kalchinka.
No sound.
Нет звука.
No sound. We have a problem again. You couldn't test the connection beforehand. Same thing every time. This is these are the problems that I'm talking about. That we don't verify everything ahead of time. We don't take care to have good connection. Okay, louder, please, louder.
Okay. Thanks. The following question. Can we perform actions internally in dissemination between the groups, and will that influence directly the correction of the world? Or is it a more complex system? For example, we have a crisis in Ukraine, in Crimea. If we get together and have Yeshivat Chavarim with them, will that help alleviate the crisis? Or the system is so complicated that you can't act on it directly in this way?
I am for groups helping one another and working together and exchanging information. I am sure that this is not done sufficiently. There are great experiences that have been done by certain groups, and they can be very good material for other groups. The problem is that there is no consistent and serious exchange of experience in everything. For instance, yesterday I was speaking with Italy. there is a group south of Italy that is helping our friend Giuseppe in advancing. I don't want to speak about this extensively, but the point I'm trying to make is there is great experience already in every group, and I am learning from this. When I receive reports from groups, what they're doing, American groups, for instance, North American, South American, sometimes from Russia, sometimes, I have to note, I know that when there is a large project taking place, then I know about it. But we're still missing this brain, a center that would accept all of these projects that are being done from around the world, all the experience, all the questions that's being amassed, and translate it to all the languages and send them out to all the groups, or at the very least to put it up on a webpage or something, which could be used to learn from, to study. I know that there is something like that already exists, but it's not enough. It's not enough. People need to feel what's being done in other places. It supports them. It helps them. Because in this, we've become one united group. Only by caring about the world will we unite. Because in everything else, every group is for itself. And every person within that group is for himself. And it is caring for the world at large. How do we care for this world? How do we connect in order to care for the world? That is what's going to really push us forward. And right now, we don't have it. And it's very difficult to organize it somehow, for some reason. In Israel right now, we're engaged in a local action. But it's really is very important, and it's going to come to an end within the next month. And we cannot allocate any resources to anything else at this time. But I hope that afterwards, we're going to settle down, and if not in Russia, then I feel that I don't want to. I'm not sure if they don't want to organize everything and be the headquarters, then we're going to have to do it here. I think that it is precisely Russia, Moscow, St. Petersburg, Perm, they should organize such a global headquarters. They have the human resources, they have the people, they have the knowledge and experience that exceeds that of everybody else. As for connection between the groups, it is that connection which is going to give us the power that will allow us to draw and reveal the upper light. Yes. You've mentioned that the problem is when new people come, they're not explained sufficiently what happens here. That's why they don't stay.
They don't understand the importance of where they are. They come into contact with usual, typical lessons that might be boring, and they don't understand it that well, and it's unclear to them. They think that it's all psychological training. You're talking about some changes or something they were talking about. And in general, they don't see in this a captivating enough action. And for that reason, they leave. Why else would they leave? I understand that a person might accidentally come into the group, but if he already came, if he already went through the campus or the education center, then at that point, everything depends on us. We need to engage him such that it would be pleasant for him and good for him, so he'd feel the sensation of development. I'm talking about somebody that already went through, you know, the education center. For those people, I don't understand why they would leave. I mean, I can imagine, but it's a lot of our fault
I hear that everyone who can works in dissemination as much as possible. And people come, like one person, two people, so what can you do to entertain them?
What do you mean individuals come? So then a person needs to stay in campus. If you're holding a person in the campus for a year, and he's studying there and undergoing everything, and on the meals, he's meeting us, then he can continue studying. I think he's getting information. They're all among them. They're all mingling among themselves. For a few years, we had a so-called Kvutzat Seira. It's a young group. How long were they separately? Three groups. They were in parallel with us for 3 years. They had their own lives, and they studied together and gathered together, and meals they had together. And we later kind of dissolved them, and I'm not sure if that's good. They sort of started to cook in themselves, and it started to work towards separation, like two separate flows. But it's not good for spiritual progress, so that's why we decided to unite them. But I think that such a group, as there was, the young group, has to continue to exist, and then sort of merge in. But they, I want to say, they studied very well, actually. They had a great connection with one another, and I liked it very much.
But it still exists, although in a slightly different form. They're still here, they're at lessons, but they have an additional events when they gather together. They still feel that they are together, they're one, you know, small mobile team. At the same time, they're transparent and see everything that happens
here.
Good.
I think it's good. We got to think about how else we can attract people and maintain people. Look at it yourself. If it's not interesting for you and you have no choice and you stay in the group, it's not good. I understand that there are the states that a person goes through, but importance of the goal, it has to burn in the group all the time. We have nothing except the greatness of the goal. The importance of the goal that pulls a person out of this world, it makes a person sense this eternity that reveals all of nature to him, the whole system of existence, of creation. This takes years, without a doubt, certainly, but it gives him an importance of what he's studying. It's true that he does all this through egoistic force. He needs to connect to everybody, but that's also opposite to his nature. But the importance needs to be greater than all these problems. It can be. Placed before us, this condition is not insurmountable. It's just that the greatness of the goal, there's no other way. It's just like a person involuntarily lives, even though he has absolutely no basis to continue living. Even if before him there's some unpleasantries and nothing is good in the future for him, instinctively we just have a pull towards existence. This is the level we were given. This level is called the animal level, maintaining itself. And beyond that, I need to fight. To add to this animal existence a quality of existence. My connection with this eternal and perfect higher degree, upper world, and so on. All this I need to develop myself. This is not put inside me instinctively. But I want to give you an example that even in our world, we fight for existence on the animal level. Although if you if you make a calculation, then there's absolutely no point. A person is born after many years and suffering and overcoming all these things, he will die. For what? In order to suffer, mostly. How many happy moments does he have throughout his life that he can say it was worth living for? But instinct forces us to do it. And here you have instinct. You have this additional part that we need to add to life. That life is actually worth living for, and this is what we have to fight for. This is what you have to earn and to battle for. I live in order to add to my animal level, my absolute perfect state. You need to invest. And then my animal existence as well receives justification. And not some sort of artificial, I don't even know how to say it. An existence as we involuntarily exist. Question, please. Moscow.
Good morning, World Kli. There is a certain inertia in the groups, and even now in preparation for the action in Sochi, it's difficult for us to start implementing the tasks that you've given to the Russian groups before Pesach to create a headquarters, global headquarters of integral education. What first steps would you recommend for the groups to make in order to overcome this inertia, this ego, this disunity?
I'm not sure that we need to connect this all to the groups and we just need to put out these materials and try to study from ourselves and in Italy and Central America and so on, and in Estonia and Europe. There's going to be a congress in Europe in a week. I'm going visiting four countries. There are going to be congresses there. All these will be talking about unity, about dissemination. Well, these examples in dissemination in very accessible ways. When people, working with specialists that are already working in these actions. All these people, all of these things need to be brought for in a comfortable way, presented in a comfortable and accessible way. It's like, it's important also to say that I did this and we did this because it inspires people. But the most important thing is as professional opinions and a professional exchange of knowledge. So this daily rapport needs to be there. We need to do that. There needs to be a team, either in Israel or locally, that is involved in this all the time. That's the first step. The second one, we need these mutual projects. Like in the internet, let's say we want to disseminate something. To create a world university of integral education and upbringing and so on. I think it's very important. At least when I'm speaking to and receiving letters from different groups, I'd feel how, if they were connected to one another, they would make less mistakes. Yes, please.
No.
все эти годы мы строили.
All these years we've been building a very centralized system where everything went through the center through Israel. This approach has really entered our brains, entrenched in us. Is it realistic to start building a different kind of system without a center?
Why without? Also, still, I just think that in the near future, but maybe we'll have to take a few people to start working on it. Maybe even instead of dissemination or in addition to dissemination, if it's difficult, then we'll do it here. Oh, fine. Let's leave this. We won't give this to Moscow. We won't complicate their action in Sochi. I'll do it here. Okay, we took it back. There you go.
The event in Sochi is actually a good reason to try it.
No, don't confuse the two. You can never do two things at the same time.
Is it possible to explain Kabbalah using the language of modern sociology?
If that's a question from Russia, you have enough educated people that can tell you how to do it. Sociology is also too broad of a field. What do they mean exactly? To talk about society, about its structure, about its movement forward, that's what we're talking about. You want concrete examples? You can do that too. I don't understand the question itself. Specifically, give the question, take it apart. Then I can answer it. But in general, Kabbalah and sociology, what else is Kabbalah if not sociology? Sociology is the science on the structure of society. And that's what Kabbalah is talking about as well, how to take that society and raise it to the next level. We are in the situation of an animate vegetative animal and speaking. I'll come to a level of a human, like we're like a minotaur backwards, like you have the human head on an animal body, but our head is working for the animal, and we need to do it the opposite way. We need to have the animal working for the head. But we don't have this level instinctively in our world. It's something that comes when it starts working for a higher ideal. We need to have the body working so that the mind is elevated, so that the head is elevated, working for the head's goals. And that's it. We finished the animal level, and now we came to a state where the creator was pushing us forward, and at this moment stopped pushing. Nature will not force us to do anything else, because now we have to go by our own forces, our own strength, to get to the next level. And here, the only problems you can have is the being at the current level. The more we're going to remain here, the worse it's going to be. And this is how we always develop throughout the history of humanity. Development was, I see something nice in society, we like it. We create it, then we discover lacks or shortcomings in it, and then we discover it as untenable, and then we have a revolution and turn everything upside down, and then we go forward and give birth to our next level. This is all involuntary. This way we were driven forward, we were shown the next level, but now the next level stands before us, but it's not clear to us. The next level is altruistic. The next level stands before us with the need for full unity. And so we are now in a state in which we understand the destruction of our state, that we can't stay in it, that that we're only going to increase our suffering by this. But the next level, it needs to manifest. But how much suffering do we need to get to the next level? For that reason, we need this dissemination. Otherwise, humanity enters great suffering. And the next level can be reached only by coming out of our desire involuntarily. It's the level of a human, so we can't wait here for everything to be okay. The only thing that will come out of that are enormous sufferings at the same level, and then we will voluntarily choose to go up to the next level. There cannot be any further unconscious development as there was at the previous steps. This we need to understand very clearly. So before us, there stands the task of dissemination. Without that, the world enters very large problems. And we need to do, you know, whatever we can. We need to look at that. We need to see that even though we're very small. Well, Moscow, go ahead.
Вот как бы мы сейчас подошли к такой стадии распространения.
Prav, question. We have come to such a stage in dissemination, which had become truly serious, and in order to move forward, a person really needs to start engaging in it professionally, not just like half an hour a day. So the question is, these are non-commercial projects, and a person who has the potential and the desire to engage in it, right now at present, we don't have a mechanism by which we can hire a person to work for the factory. We always have a budgetary issues, and the commercial projects that uses the method, as far as I know at least, there also are not any mechanisms whereby they are somehow separated between people who are working for money and those who are volunteering. A person works in this direction professionally and has been working and is using these elements, and this isn't something that we have put together. We're just simply taking this direction from others, but we don't have a patent, an individual patent. How do we make the system work effectively? We can't just it can't just keep it going by pure enthusiasm and half an hour work a day. I understand you very well. You're absolutely right. But how do you build it? I have no idea. It can be very specific in every country, even though the problem exists everywhere from many different countries. Yesterday, I spoke on this topic with Italy. Before then, I had a similar talk with North America.
Rav,
family is a field which influences all parts of your life. If a person has a problem with family, they can't participate in the group or at work. The more we advance, the more the need appears. The understanding that without the support of the group, it's impossible to stay in the family. And it's like this need appears to create a community that's supportive. It's not really clear how to do that. We have familial projects that are directed on the outside, like a few lectures or courses. But for a constant foundation for members of the group, how do we create this environment that would support a person in such a way.
Let me tell you. A family is the same thing as the group. Otherwise, it cannot exist in our world. We see that. Everyone's getting divorced. No one has a good married life. And this is all clear and understood. There needs to be a new type of family life. As a result, people will live together in part because of their kids, but mainly for the idea. If I feel that I am advancing and I have a partner and a wife and a higher goal, then all of my domestic, basic low-level conflicts, it will endure. Otherwise, it will not. So if you ask me, I think that a person needs to raise himself to such a level where he will choose his life partner for him, ideologically. Rabash used to say, your spouse is simply supposed to not reject you, repulse you physically. That's it, no more than that. If her appearance is, you're more or less satisfied with, let's say, your smell. For animal smell makes a great difference. That's enough. That's sufficient. Everything else is her being your spiritual partner. And for this, you need to develop groups in such a way that women would be important members, important part of it. Here in our Sochi dissemination event, women are participating on equal terms with men. In Israel, we're doing it the same. Women are participating in dissemination, coming out to the people and talking to them. In terms of meals, everything we do together with them. Our Shabbat lessons, the women are with us, their wives. We have three meals and two lessons, morning and evening, and the women are present there. And the second lesson during the day on Shabbat, it's mainly for women, and the men are babysitting at the time. So you need to really pay attention to women. There's nothing that can be done about that. You need to make them your partners. She needs to feel her importance, that she deserves this life, that she participates in it fully. She needs to really be a full equal partner. And this is easy, actually. A woman plugs into this very quickly, very easily. She agrees with it, especially when she participates with her husband. She feels these points of contact in addition to just, getting some grub, cooking, eating. These things don't even need to be paid any special attention to. It just needs to be done. Otherwise, of course, it will lead to divorces and new families and same old story, never-ending story. We don't have another choice. And in reality, this is what we need, even if it was different. We need to plug women into our dissemination, into our common life, and give them respect, give them attention, give them a place to work, give them a place. Right now, we're making space for women and kids, a place for them to work with the kids, play with them, to study with them. For instance, 30 women come, one, two women stay to be with the kids, and the rest of the women can go and take part in the other events. This is necessary. and this depends only on you. Stop disregarding the women's group, their power. You have people like that who are anti-women. Stop being like children in this respect. Okay. We have many different questions. One is asking, how do you make envy as an advancing force, not delaying?
Well, I don't know. It depends on a person. You know, it's like among scholars or people, creative people. Some people, they push forward, and some people are pushed towards crime. To kill them. Envy is an enormous force. Developing it in the group, it will be better to develop a group envy. I don't envy you personally because you're advancing, however you are. Envy, with respect to the group, it's how much they're adhered to one another, and I'm outside of them. That's very good envy. I try to invoke that in myself all the time. Invoke how I have to sort of be within myself all the time. It's like that on all steps. That's how Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma advanced.
Continuation. Theoretically, we know everything, but practically, we can't overcome the ego, the hatred, because the hatred is our natural state, which we're used to, we're familiar with. If I'm feel unpleasant towards someone, I can always justify it, but knowing that I need to justify them, it immediately is difficult.
Build a prayer out of the whole group about how you ask the Creator for Him to give you love for the friends. At least to look at Him as a close person in connection with us, between ourselves, because in that will reveal the Creator. So I wouldn't be blind for this. So I'd feel there specifically there is realized this, the revelation of the Creator in me. To that degree that I hate the friend, I hate the Creator. That's, it's the same thing, that's it's written. The fact that the Creator gives me these things and evoking these feelings inside of me, we can't forget that it's a Creator, and we can't remain this way. This is the most, this is the touchstone.
All the world's problems are from the lack of unity in the land of Israel. And Bnei Baruch is the center of the land of Israel. What's preventing the Bnei Baruch group from uniting all of Israel?
In general, unity is eventually attained, is gradually attained. I don't think that the problem is only in our group. Our group can't unite if other groups won't help. And if we don't, connect to it and talk about one single group, one single world group. If we're saying that there's a special, particular condition here in Israel, it's because we need to help the people that are here locally on this actual territory in this country. We need to give them this understanding. It's not that the group is special. The group exists among those people that need this education first. Here's Bnei Baruch. Israel.
Здесь.
Here. Around it, you have the government. The government of Israel.
Так вот, Бней Барух, он особенный тем, что он находится, он должен
обслуживать. Serving the government of Israel, the nation of Israel. In that it's special. That around it there are other groups as well. And they need to these groups, you need to help us and you need to push us and support us. But first we need to disseminate specifically to this country. And you, all of you, are in your own world. But the most important thing is this unity as well here. If we return back to this idea of unity, connection, then the whole world will get it from us. It'll be disseminated further because this internal connection of all these parts of the world, they all come from here. Egoistic from Babylon, altruistic from Israel, and right now there is no connection in them. Next.
A question about ideology. Today in the world, there is no ideology. After the ruin of communism, the victorious capitalism was also proven itself bankrupt. But Kabbalah is unable to give the correct ideology.
What? How can you say that? Who is the ideologist, ideologue there? I'm prepared to work with you. Why do we not have ideology? I perhaps don't expose it in a clear manner, espouse it. But if this is necessary, then why don't we do it? Why don't we take an expert in forming our philosophy, our goal, and we'll do it. Why do we not have ideology? Let's do it, but in a very sort of orderly manner. Let's write it all out. Do you need a manifest or a more, specific expression? Yeah, somebody there in the back in St. Petersburg. All right, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I have two questions, if you'll allow me. Now, first, after we've begun doing dissemination in libraries and inviting external people, that level of unity that flares up between them when people who don't know each other at all, they're strangers, and they start looking at them at each other like members of the family, we understand where it's all coming from. On the other hand, the dissemination that we do on the internet, as I understand it, is to bring them to these events. It is a product of advertising, essentially, because licensed giving of material cannot evoke these feelings, these sentiments. So this brings up the following question. And this is also maybe partially related to ideology. In order to do this most effectively, how do we create a separate site? On the other hand, we say that it's a method of Baal Salaam, but there is no book that we can present that says book method of Baal Salaam. We don't even know fully what it is. We just have an inkling. But we need an instruction, step-by-step manual handbook. And we can say that it's still in development, that we haven't fully finished developing it ourselves. But overall, it can be that lacking element That's question one. Question two, there is a joke about two bulls, an old and a young bull that saw a herd of cows. And the young bull says, let's quickly run over to the cows. And the old one says, no, let's take our time and let's get there slowly and take all the cows. So what we're doing now is we're like the young bull. We're trying to get there as fast as possible. So the question is, how do we mature and become like the old bull to take our time and to have the entire herd?
Well, when are you going to start working like an old bull? When you get old. Right now you're still young. I have no other answer. A search will continue. You'll never get a prepared recipe from anybody. Because you won't sort of assess it, you won't understand it. You're also not a young man. You understand that you have to go through these processes. Then you'll understand how, as that old bull, then you'll understand how to act. That's how we are. Now, I'm prepared. Together, I'm prepared for us to take all of our materials in a normal way, not 1,000 scattered pages, but to gather them together and to create a method with you. I'm prepared. But only for it to be, you know, gathered, formulated, organized, not scattered. Maximally local and clear. I'm prepared to give my reactions to this and comment on it. All my agreements, disagreements, and in a short time, we can come to the first publication of the method of integral education, a manifesto, or however you want to say it, of our movement, of our movement, our ideology. Please, go ahead. You know my address. Send it to me. I promise you. Give me, you know, just one email address, not 20 of them. And to there, I'll be sending all of my clearly written and in the same spirit, all my comments and reactions and so on. I will do this very quickly.
Может быть, в виде предложения в каждой
группе. Maybe as a proposition, every group, as far as I know, has a need for this type of work. And when we self-organize ourselves in this, is to create this department where we can connect with other groups and create this department everywhere. And all those who want to do this, want to participate, maybe this is something that we can do.
I don't know how you're going to organize yourselves. It doesn't have to take away your time so that it wastes your time. And so that you have to, you know, go out and so on and waste people's time. One person has to be responsible for the site. And there we will, you know, communicate and we'll see exactly everything that we do and so that it'll be before everybody. It might even be on the same site where all your other materials are, and so on. Everything that's related to dissemination. So think about how to do it. And, you know, writing this 220 pages, 200 pages, whatever. I'm prepared. I understand your language. Prepared to do this, and I'll happily participate in this. Next.
The entire role play needs to exert efforts, like you just said, to connect to the neighbor group to their dissemination in Israel. How do they do this?
No, not in the dissemination of Israel, just together with us, in unity with us. Then we'll disseminate. All of us need to work in common dissemination. That's why I want us to have this site where all of us would participate. We would exchange experience, what we do, where we're going, actions. Here we, how it's to share knowledge, how to organize ourselves, and so on. According to, you know, all these religious problems and so on, for all of this to be in one place, in one group, so it's on many languages, doubled, dubbed, translated, and all for all of us to study this. And in knowing each other, then we can get closer. Then there we can also communicate with one another. So we're not, sort of covering ourselves. But very sort of concretely and specifically, if we ask each other, then it'll help.
Anatoly Ulyanov asks, we have mired in the series of minor actions. We discuss for hours general questions, but we don't have enough time for specific concrete actions to disseminate. I don't know what to do. I don't participate in gatherings of friends. I participate in meetings with the directorate, the spiritual directorate. There are how many people there? Six people. There are six people there, members. We meet twice a week, max. About 40 minutes for each meeting. And I would prefer to cut that down even more, but until they report and everything, it takes time. But the decisions that are made are short, succinct. I don't impose my opinions on them. It's quite the opposite. They express their opinion, and when they have doubts, they're not sure, then they ask me. The decisions need to be very concise. I don't know why you have these big discussions. I don't know. There needs to be an order. There needs to be someone responsible for the gathering, for the meeting. There are a lot of meetings in the world. Tons of people do them, but they all have a certain format. Sometimes it's very difficult to come to a decision. There are a lot of people there, but gradually it happens. Maybe what you're missing is preliminary negotiation, discussion. We know that the people get together for 2 days, like heads of states. What, they discuss everything on those 2 days? No, their assistants, their teams have already discussed everything. They get together in order to make the final decision, or to just put their signature on the paper officially. So you need to organize this process. Because if you're doing the opposite, you're saying we're going to bring together the entire group and we're going to deal with all issues, then you'd better not even start anything, because all of your time will be wasted. You cannot do this. Ideally, you just need people responsible, officially responsible. Doesn't matter if this person will do a good job or not. So if he'll do a bad job, you'll replace them. But at least we're not all going to be dealing with it. with the same issues. Otherwise, you can't operate. You by no means should you gather everyone together. Why would you even need a group meeting? What would it be about? What would be the purpose? Everything needs to be precisely regimented. I don't even know all the departments that we have here, what they deal with. I don't care about any of that. It doesn't interest me in the slightest. There are people who are responsible for cleaning, people responsible for taxes, for accounting, for maintenance of our center, everything you can think of. There are people responsible. He knows that he has his work, his family, etc., but he has this other duty, for instance, maintenance of the center or something else. That's it. I don't understand what issues you might would you even have. I don't know. There shouldn't be any scrutinies or discussions. Do we have something like that where everyone gets together to like a joint gathering, a meeting?
We move people into Mac Online.
The French Congress is coming up, so friends from Germany are asking what role are Russian-speaking friends in Europe supposed to carry out, because it's still not clear what we're doing in Germany. Are we separating with language, terms of languages or not?
I don't know. I just know one thing, and I think it'll continue this way. Although the Russians are the basis for all of our American and European groups, but in these groups, for that reason, you can't have the local people. In order for us to develop the dissemination of Kabbalah throughout the local population, you need local members of groups. This is a mentality problem, and we can't overcome it yet. So that's what we see. I don't think that Russians should participate in local dissemination, or if they do participate, for them not to, you know, stand out, let's say. I don't know how to do it. We see it in Vienna and Berlin, and all groups where you have this. In Lithuania, Estonia, they're all Russians. Russian speaking, at least. Either Russians or either Jews or Russian speakers. What else can you do? Attracting the locals, you need to go to them somehow. You need to transition to them. That's what we don't have. So now we have this Congress in France. And I don't want a lot of Russians there. They're going to come from all of Europe, Russian speakers, and it'll be a Congress in Paris for French speakers.
Maybe we can do Tallinn as the alternative for them to go to Tallinn and to learn intercultural education from all over Europe.
Of course it's better. There's our Estonian in Tallinn.
Martin from Riga asks. Martin from Riga asks, in the Baltics you have 2-3 friends in every group, but still we want to unite into one large Baltic group in order to have more strength to disseminate. So far we haven't been able to do it. How do we use the Tallinn Congress to rise to the step of one region?
I think that right now they need to disseminate in the internet first and foremost. That's the most important thing for them and their own language. And Lithuanian, Latvian, Estonian, all the Russians, they can read all of our sites and they'll figure it out. They have this whole world of Russian speaking, but the locals, if they know how to speak, then they don't know how to write, and that's why they need to participate in their own native language. It's the same thing we saw in Bulgaria and Hungary. You don't have Russian there. Sometimes, maybe, I remember, you can socialize with somebody, you can speak in Russian, but now it's unlikely.
Тимур из Санкт-Петербурга. Мы сейчас начинаем готовить конгресс в Санкт-Петербурге.
Тимур из Санкт-Петербурга. We are beginning to prepare a congress in St. Petersburg in September. Now, I want to ask you, why did you decide not to go to Красноярск?
I think Sasha Kozlov from that's sitting in the Moscow group right now can answer that the best. According to all of our sort of calculations, it's not present. It's not a current. We might do this. Have this convention, but not this year. Maybe next year, closer to or the fall, maybe. And it turns out to be a regional convention as well. So I hope that we will make in St. Petersburg, it'll be cheaper and quieter than that in Moscow. I think that's what we'll do. In September, it's a great month and condition. We can do it comfortably and cheaply. Look yourselves, you can say, no, it's uncomfortable, it's and so on. But Ukraine is out, unfortunately. Hopefully everything will be, will arrange itself, but for now we can't do it. Where else can you do it? Where you have normal communication, normal announcing, normal prices, inexpensive, and you can, and a place where you can put 1,000 or 2,000 people, where else could you do it? So, maybe in Sochi.
Проверьте такую возможность.
Try checking that. Yes, Kalchenko.
Питера нет на связи.
There we go.
One, two, test. So about Sochi, in a month we're already starting our Sochi team. 50 people are going to be present there over the course of summer, replacing one another. We will be studying, learning integral education, and also going out and disseminating to these resort houses. This will be even better than the aquarium, where you'll have 20 people for 20 days. It will be a very strong spiritual dynamic. It's a spiritual action. But with the aquarium, you're always with us at our side. Here, that's not going to happen. You're not going to be here. So how do we keep organizing and developing this?
There
method?
Will be. There will be. I'll be with you. You just need to send to me, send a schedule. Of all your tours. Or the first tour is what, for 2 weeks? If the first tour is for 2 weeks, then once every 2 weeks. If the average tour, then I'll be there once every 2 weeks. Yep. Once every 2 weeks, I'll be there. I think I'll even have a direct connection, at least for 2 days. Make it such that I miss less lessons here and there. I'll promise. I'll be there. Although I have, 2 weeks of being in South America. And this is from 25th of July till the 25th of August, something like that. During these 2 weeks, I'll be absent. Maybe it'll move into sort of a thing. I'll take that on myself. You know, if I won't have any particular problems, everybody knows, you know, health or whatever, then I'll be with you for sure. Is that okay? Great. We'll have a 2-week congress. Okay, we'll see that. As far as we're concerned, you can stay. That's it. What about the Congress?
Congress in Tallinn is professional, but we're preparing for it like a spiritual explosion. So why is this preparing for it? It evokes this tremendous spiritual intensity.
What can I tell you? If you have the tiniest little connection, then you get the upper. Very quickly, there's a force that comes out of it. You'll discover this amazing strength, and you're not afraid of anything. This comes from the center of the group. You begin to feel yourselves as seeds within the fruit, mutually connected and fed. Everything becomes surrounded by the love of the Creator. You begin to feel it. Well, all this is only in the center of the group. I wish for you to create such a center regionally and world, and to feel inside of it that that fruit, when you're surrounded by this warmth. And by the way, this sense, it gives a person a sensation of eternity. You enter a completely new dimension. So be well, and we'll see you next time. Good luck to everyone. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir and Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón Around the world a ray of light Is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time
shine.